Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Eric Herzig, professor of political science at UNR, for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're taping this program on February 1st for playback at this time, and we're joined by Eric Herzig, professor of political science at UNR. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me.
From a historical perspective, can you look at this election cycle and compare it to another that seems to be as crazy?
Every cop-out answer, every election is unique. You'd have to go back to maybe 68, where you did have a third-party candidate. Now, Trump is not a third-party candidate, but Trump is this amazing phenomena. He says things that are just wrong. I mean, both factually and in terms of he denigrates the United States, I think, in many ways. George Wallace was much the same way. And it's really, you know, be afraid. Be afraid of this. And those kids in the street, we're losing everything. And it's like, I can say, geez, this is like George Wallace. But if you think back to that time, George Wallace could be criticized and his supporters did not care because they knew America was about to fall off a cliff. Then you had the traditional Democrat, Hubert Humphrey. Well, that's Hillary Clinton's role. And then Richard Nixon, who, in this case, the establishment did win on the Republican side, primarily because they had gone the radical route 4 years before with Barry Goldwater. And just, you know, Barry Goldwater really is the father of the Tea Party, not Ronald Reagan. And they turned the party over to him, and he drove it off a cliff. So if I'm looking for some sort of comparison, maybe 68.
And there was a racist element, obviously, in the George Wallace, very strong racist element.
Absolutely. Obviously, towards African Americans rather than Muslims. You also had a very unstable world at the time. Talking peak of the Vietnam War, the United States is not doing well. So, you know, perhaps I could go there. I don't want to make too strong a link, but that's the closest one I can think of.
The media in general, not just the news media, but the media in general, how much are they responsible for the fear that permeates this country at this point?
They bear
a great deal of the responsibility. And that's not meant to bash the media. The media, it's commercial media. You got to have viewers, you got to sell papers, whatever. And journalism 101, if it bleeds, it leads. And so you're always promoting stories that have more risk and fear associated with them than anything else. And so now, you know, terrorism attack, and it's Muslim terrorists. And yet, if you look at the mass shootings in the United States over, say, the last couple of years, you might as well start rounding up, you know, evangelical Christians who live in trailers, because those are the people who have shot up, say, Planned Parenthood or murdered various providers. But that doesn't get the same play as you know, you frame the issues and then you want to carry these issues forward and you present it in a consistent way to where, wow, that we really are in peril. And it distorts fear.
Okay, so isn't what's missing in large part context?
Absolutely. And what's ironic is that you have so much, in a sense, news out there now, the 24-hour news cycle, and you can get your news from any number of providers. But it's all just kind of tossed out as this bad thing has happened, and then there's maybe, in terms of context, maybe some link historically or whatnot, but that's quickly lost. Instead, you're looking at this bad thing.
Well, you know, it's interesting. In watching the El Nino effect, as you know, the West finally gets water coming back in and the pineapple connection, all this. And so you see these pictures, dramatic pictures of cliffs falling away in Southern California. This is not new. This is what happens when you have this kind of moisture coming down. It's part of the danger of living in earthquake country, living on the side of a cliff that may collapse. But we don't hear the context of that.
Well, having grown up in Southern California, yes, you're in an earthquake zone. And so when you know that's going to happen, potentially. But do you fixate on it? It's like, oh, the earthquake is coming, the big one. If you did, I don't know how you live your life. I mean, people start to fear so much about almost, well, they're random events. It's like, and you can say a scientist would say, no, it's not a random event. There will be an earthquake. But you can't predict where. You can't predict when. I know something will happen. I don't know when. I don't know how. And if I happen to be in the wrong spot, okay, yeah, then I drew the short straw. But to make that into kind of this worldview of, oh, they're coming to get me or nature's out to get me, that part I've never understood.
You know, it was interesting. I was talking to a relative who's an Israeli, and they were talking about how they feel safer in Tel Aviv than they do in New York City because the crime rate is so much less in Tel Aviv.
Same thing with, you know, the shootout in Paris. It's like, oh, it's not safe to go to Paris. I'm just going, well, if there is a terrorist attack, obviously that's bad. But on a day-to-day basis, the chances of you being shot, being stabbed, or anything in almost any European country are next to nil. And so the same thing. It's like you see the one thing and no context, or you're providing your own context. Oh, well, then it's a dangerous place.
All right, let's take a break. More with Eric Herzig when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductor's Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Eric Hirsig. He's a professor of political science at UNR. Nevada is going to be part of the battleground on the gun background check situation. And how far do you think that this is going to go? I mean, a lot of money is going to flow into Nevada. I come from England, and I come to the United States, and I see that there are this many hundreds of millions, literally hundreds of millions of guns. It's over 300 million guns in this country. The horse has left the barn. You know, how do you stop it? You don't. I don't see it. I mean, I'm not against background checks. I'm not against any of it. I'm not against gun ownership. But it's just, where do you go with it?
Well, you hit a major problem. There are. In my opinion, there are too many guns. Okay, fine, smart guy. What are you going to do about it? I don't know, because the guns are out there. You're not going to really collect them. You can't take them from so-called bad guys with guns. But there are also good guys that do bad things with guns. This is why, in terms of like people, concealed weapons and carrying, yeah, and then a case of road rage becomes a shooting. And we've had a couple of incidents of that in Clark County, for example. So the whole idea that you can completely control the situation, I think, is it's just not going to happen. However, okay, background checks, it's not a totally unreasonable thing. But that's not going to stop, in a sense, many of these actions. So it's a very frustrating, what political scientists will call a wicked problem, simply because there are so many different angles that it comes from. There's no agreed-upon single solution that doesn't violate other laws and create unintended consequences. And so, as a matter of fact, I will liken it to campaign finance reform, that every time we try to reform finance, yeah, one thing we know, there will be even more money in the next election. So it's a problem that there are no easy solutions. It is ingrained, I think, in the American culture. And yes, coming from England, that must have been quite a difference.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not a gun person. I mean, I've done one of these my scenario things where you're shooting, you know, an air rifle. Mm-hmm. And that was fun to do, but I don't have any real desire to actually shoot a gun. It's not in my DNA. But I certainly know lots of people that do, and I have no problem with that. I think generationally, the fingerprint idea that you can't shoot a gun unless, you know, it's your fingerprint match, that's a good thing. You know, at least the gun could not be stolen or used right. by another family member or whatever. But that's 20, 30, 40, 50 years in the future for you to get to the point where all the guns are those kind of guns.
You have that. And you do have gun lock items. You have things that could come and make guns safer, so to speak, even though it's somewhat of an oxymoron. But then you get into this just polarized politics where if you dare mention anything about, the no-fly list, for example. The people on the no-fly list probably shouldn't own guns. And, oh, no, that's their absolute right. So let's see. You basically noted them to be a potential terrorist, so we won't let them on an airline, but gun, no problem.
Well,
and that just, I just wonder about those kind of... absolute on one side, and yet it doesn't make sense to me.
Another thing that doesn't make sense to me is that if you're on the no-fly zone by mistake, it's almost impossible to get off.
For a couple of years, I directed the University Center for Bass Studies, and we had a student who had been working for us, goes back to the Bass Country, got put on the list, and I was like, what's going on? And I was able to contact Senator Reid's office, and they did a background and said, he's on the list. We don't know why. Oh, and we can't. And they were saying, this is a list that even they can't kind of, in a sense, crack. And once you're on it, just what you said, it's almost impossible to get off. And he has not returned to the United States, as far as I know.
You mentioned campaign finance reform. These campaigns have become such a big business. It's a multi-billion dollar business. I mean, anybody would be envious to start a business like this. I don't see where that ends. I don't see where, you know, the money goes away from politics unless there's a revolution, and I don't see a revolution unless you have a war with conscription. And what I mean by that is that you know, we don't see people out in the streets protesting, or very rarely. But if we had a war that was declared where sons and daughters were conscripted, then the public would be out in the streets protesting if that war was not like World War I or World War II.
Okay, well, the first part, I don't see money going away either. And everybody, it's one of these where both sides talk about it. And this is not meant to pick on Bernie Sanders, but you know, Bernie Sanders, it's big business and the Wall Street millionaires. And he raised $70 million last year to run for president. That's not chump change. And I'll say, oh, it's from small donors. But you got a lot of big donors, too. And so everybody's doing it. There's just more of it. I guess my only solution to it is, okay, everybody's going to spend money, but I want to know where you got your money from. And that, to me, is the most troubling thing, say, with the Citizen United decision, is that it hides, in a sense, the source of the money. So you can hide, and then you hide behind all these names, you know, Prosperity for America or whatever it is. So,
but the ironic thing is that most of these campaigns fail.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's the most ludicrous waste of money I've ever seen, because half the people have no idea about, you know, advertising and marketing. So the stuff that they do is just nonsense, and the public rejects it.
I mean, if you look at, say, Karl Rove's, all of the expenditures last year and all the Republican expenditures to, you know, make Barack Obama a one-term president, guys, how'd that work out for you? I mean, it just, and oh, well, we're shrewd business people, and all the business backs, most of them fail. I mean,
but isn't there an irony, you know, that a lot of people who got wealthy by being very tough in their business, by having their thumb on the cash register and making sure that every dime was accounted for. But then in their private life, for example, in politics, vacations, cars, whatever it may be, they go crazy. If we're lucky, they at some point realize that they need to give away their money and start doing great charitable things. But, I mean, Don Reynolds was a very tough man in business. I mean, a very tough man in business. Owned a lot of media in Nevada. At the time of his death and since then, his fortune has done a lot of good things in Nevada.
Absolutely. We have a building on campus linked to that.
There were buildings all over the state.
Absolutely.
Across the country, go to D.C.
Yes.
There are Donald W. Reynolds buildings.
I mean, you certainly want that to happen. You mentioned a war with conscription. When I hear all the candidates, disproportionate on the Republican side, you know, oh, boots on the ground, or we need to amp this up. It's like, really? None of them served. And you have people basically saying, well, we want someone else to do it. Send in the SEALs. Bomb. But it's like, if you made the Iraq War, the Afghanistan War, one where there was a draft and there was a tax to pay for it, because those wars were paid for on a credit card, I think people's attitudes about what the United States should be doing might radically change.
More with Eric Kurzig when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center, under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Satellite and telephone companies complicate deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Triple Play, we keep it simple and affordable. TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each, all with no contracts.
Finally, who wants a contract?
With Spectrum TV, you get your favorite HD channels free, and all your primetime shows are free on demand to watch instantly.
On demand is amazing for binge watching.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
With the Spectrum TV app, we can watch TV anywhere.
Get Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-321-2999. And Spectrum Internet is simply the fastest you can get at 20 times the speed of DSL.
A lot more reliable than any other service I've had.
Our phones, tablets, all connected.
And it's fast.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with unlimited nationwide calling.
The fact that we bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get TV, internet, and voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-321-2999.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Eric Herzig. He's here for the whole show, professor of political science at UNR. You know, you were talking about the military and politicians talking about, you know, how we've got to beef up the military, we've got to be in all these other places. Where did they get the idea from that our military is not by far the strongest military in the world?
This is one where, you know, I guess facts need not apply. You know, when Donald Trump comes out and says, you know, our military's in shambles, we lose everywhere. It's like, what military are you looking at? The United States spends more on their military than what, the next 19 nations combined?
Combined.
And it's like, oh, but the Chinese, I'm going, we outspend them something like 7-1.
They've got one aircraft carrier.
Yeah. We've got more stuff. We have a very large standing army. And what gets me is that when you have particularly these strict constructionists, we got to get back to what the founders intended. They never intended for a large standing army. Washington warned about it. We never really had one. Oh, well, the world's changed. Well, wait a minute. If the constitutional principle, I can say the same thing about social issues. Oh, it's different. The Constitution is inviolate. And so the U.S. military is an amazing operation. It's an amazing organization. It is amazingly effective. And I think we use it too much in wartime to settle things militarily. But, for example, when the tsunami hit South Asia, who were the first responders? U.S. aircraft carriers and helicopters. And people cry, oh,
hospital ships.
Hospital ships, because we had the capacity. So when I hear people make that statement or denigrate the U.S. military's capacity, it's like, are you kidding me?
And another thing that that strikes me, and it's interesting to talk to our congressional delegation and ask them, how does the campaign affect what goes on in D.C.? They kind of shrug their shoulders. It's like, not at all, because it's detached from reality. It's like, you know, the reason that all these people want to come to America legally and illegally is because it's a great country with unbelievable opportunities. And where people get this idea that the country is failing in a dramatic way is beyond me.
Yeah, we're losing. It's like, I don't see people rushing to move to Russia. They want to come here, again, legally, illegally. You have Chinese wanting to come here. They're a major part of our student body.
People from India?
India. And why? Because the United States, you know, even in the economic downturn that we're more or less in right now, the U.S. economy is the strongest in the world. And all the BRICS, the rising countries. But I've heard this my whole life. I mean, the Soviets were going to bury us, and then the Japanese were going to surpass us economically. Putin is strong. Yeah, that hasn't really played out very well for him now that he's got troops in Syria. And
his economy is in shambles.
And his economy is in shambles. So I don't know. Maybe I'm being a bit kind of a flag-waving American. But, yeah, this is a great country. It continues to be great, and we've got our problems, but we solve them far better than most other nations.
I'm going to throw one at you here. We've got about a minute left. Sheldon Adelson buys the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It was interesting that in an editorial at the very beginning of this, the paper said, you know, not a lot of things are going to change on the editorial page.
Well, the editorial page was very conservative.
Libertarian.
Okay. What's the more frightening part of that? If you hear many former reporters from the RJ, they'll say they never... Yes, you had the editorial board, but there wasn't the influence that you had, you know, to report in a certain way, to write certain types of stories. That, to me, is the bigger kind of worry, if that begins to happen.
Well, the new publisher is a former publisher of USA Today. Not exactly the most conservative, arch-right thing. It's going to be interesting to watch. But I think that Mr. Adelson should be very proud of the reporters he has, because they've done an outstanding job in journalism reporting on the big story for them, which was the ownership of the RJ.
I thought that was great. I mean, it showed journalism, as you say, at its best.
And that's where we have to leave it. Eric Herzig, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
I enjoyed it.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
If you think things are going great in Washington, that we need to keep going in the same direction, maybe just fiddle around the edges, then I ain't your guy. On the other hand, if you think Washington is fundamentally broken, and we need to take power out of Washington and back to we the people, that is what this campaign is all about.
Welding's one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CSUN and other people, and I actually have several times, because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
It's time for the huge store-wide clearance sale at Home Solutions and Ace. With savings throughout the store of up to 50% off. Everything priced to go. Buy any select Best Rocker recliner and get a second one free. With huge selection to choose from. Starting at just $5.99. And how about mattresses starting at just $88 for a twin? Save up to 50% off select bedroom sets. Save 30% off select floor model sofas. Just look for our clearance signs all over the store. Only at Home Solutions and Ace. The hardware store with an entire furniture center.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Jess Shaw was a 17-year-old football star who was gunned down just outside his home. His killer, an illegal immigrant gang member who just got out of prison. Jess's dad, Jamil, is supporting Donald Trump for president because he knows he will end illegal immigration.
Trump is the only one saying, you're going to be dealt with. We're going to enforce that. We're going to enforce that. That's a beautiful thing. I believe Donald Trump wants to make us great again, and he loves America.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.